That's my older brother, who beats me in this house. He's been living here the past 5 years, beating me down. They're all celebrating his birthday out there right now. This is like a week late, because his birthday was a week ago. My sister and her husband are out there with their children, who they allow him to babysit, despite the fact that he beats me. He's over twice my size, and he's 6 foot tall. He's a skinhead or something. He's like a military nut job, Trump supporter. He loves Donald Trump, and he loves Mike Pence. And he hates that I wear dresses, and he beats me down for being trans, for, you know, what he thinks needs to be fixed in society. And he's an arrogant snob who beats me, and they all love him, and they all condescend towards me and rant angrily at me when I talk back at him in their presence. They all disagree with me, and they all love him, and that's awful, because I'm getting beat down by that man right in front of them every time that he beats me. He's a pig, and I hate him. Fuck that guy. Yeah, you go that way. You go that way. Next time you lay your hands on me, I will call the fucking cops on you, you pig. Fuck you. And disgrace to this family. This whole family is a disgrace. All of you are transphobic religious bigots. Snobs, haters, enablers of violence, conceited people, disrespectful to a trans person who's getting beat down repeatedly over and over again 5 years straight in this house. Over and over again, while psoriasis is all over my body, bleeding, it's stress bleeds. I'm the only one in the family with this genetic anomaly. It's a genetic condition that you don't understand because you don't have it. I'm gonna put you on the freaking gutter about this, because this is awful. You guys are all terrible to me. If you're watching this, that's awful of you. Awful. Absolutely awful of all of you. Wait, what am I doing? I need to turn this camera around. Awful. Absolutely awful. Absolutely awful of all of you if you're watching this. It's absolutely awful of you. The lowest point of your lives, letting that happen over and over and over and over again, causing trauma to me, waking up from nightmares from it because I have post-trauma stress disorder from it now. I have PTSD from it. That's what people have from war. They shouldn't be having that from living in their house around a bigot who uses his fist up against my face like that all the time. Fuck you if you think that's okay.